Hey, folks, welcome to J&J Every Day. With me, as always, is Jay.
What's going on, everybody?
And I am, of course, Jim. So, Jay, as some of our listeners would be aware, the reason there was no episode last week was I almost died.
Yeah, that was not a good thing.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Then there's a couple of things that we've been putting off for a while that I think need to be addressed.
I agree.
But yeah, let's get started with my weekend adventure, we'll call it.
Yes, it was quite the weekend adventure.
So Thursday, I woke up at 4 a.m. feeling terrible. I'm like, oh, I got to throw up. So I didn't even turn the lights on it because I know the way to the bathroom. It's my goddamn house. Stumble into the bathroom and I just, I mean, if you've ever seen Team America World Police, the scene where he gets drunk and then throws up outside the bar, that was me. If you've never seen Team America World Police, if you've seen Pitch Perfect, the scene where the one girl has the anxiety attack on stage and like projectile vomits like 30 feet.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was me.
I forgot about that scene.
Yeah, that was me. And I looked down, I'm like, that looks really dark. I mean, it's, you know, it's not middle of the night, but the sun hasn't risen, obviously. It's 4 a.m. So I'm like, that looks darker than it should. I flick on a light. It is like coal black in the toilet. And my first thought was, did garlic oxidize in my stomach? Because the day before I'd had one of those really garlicky subs from Subway, the Great Garlic. And I thought, well, maybe I ate too much and that like oxidized or something. I don't know. So I Googled it. Like, can garlic turn black in your stomach? And the first thing that comes back from black in stomach is you're bleeding internally. Go to the ER. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'll be fine. So I went back to bed, got up a couple hours later, took my mom up to have her vehicle detailed because that was what we got her for Mother's Day. We just had to wait a week because that was when the appointment was. She dropped me off at work. I took a half day that day because I didn't want to, like, I knew they closed before I got off, and I just wanted to make sure that it was down there and we were taken care of. So she comes, picks me up at noon. She's like, oh, do you want to go out to eat? And I'm like, no, I just want to get your car and go home. She seemed a little bit offended by that, but I didn't really want to eat.
Yeah.
So we went, got her car. I went to bed for a couple hours because we were going to do a round table. You, me, yeah. And the guys from Filmed in ADHD, we were all going to sit down, have a discussion about where we saw the podcast going, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And about 2, I woke up. I'm like, oh, I got to throw up again. Went, same whole thing happening. Pitch black again. It's like I look more like I'm flushing gray water out of an 80-year-old RV septic tank that has not been touched. Yeah, you're welcome for that image.
Damn.
And so I looked at that and I'm like, maybe I should take Google's advice. So I went over, got my mom, like, hey, I know we just had your car detailed, but I don't want to throw up in mine. That was the funniest part to me. Can you take me to the emergency room? She's like, well, why don't we go to urgent care? We'll start there because a lot of times they can get you in and out quicker than the emergency room.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, sure. That's entirely possible. We get to urgent care. They take my info. They take me back and they're like, yeah, you need to go to the ER. You've thrown up black. That's not good. Okay. So they send me out. Didn't charge me anything because, I mean, they didn't do anything other than telling me your ass need to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Get up to the emergency room. Get in. Get sat down. You know, at this point, I've thrown up not that long ago, so the internal bleeding is, like, not catching up yet. I'm feeling okay. But they take me back. They run me through, like, the CAT scan machine, you know, the big donut bobber.
Yeah.
And they run, I think, iodine through me so that they can see the vessels and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy tells me, he's like, oh, by the way, we're going to run you through this. It's going to feel like you're peeing yourself. I'm like, I know what it feels like to piss myself. Thank you. And then they put that stuff through me, and my taint just goes warm. And I'm like, oh. I mean, it doesn't feel like I'm peeing myself, but I understand why you'd explain it that way. And thank you for the heads up.
It is a weird feeling when they give you that.
Yeah.
That whatever it is, if it's iodine or whatever. Yeah, it is a weird fucking feeling.
Yeah. So they put me through that, take me back over to my little ER cubby, you know, because they're not real rooms in the ER when they have you in a bed.
No, they're not.
We wait a little bit. Doctor comes in and says, okay, so yeah, you've got some internal bleeding. Looks like some varicose veins at the bottom of your esophagus ruptured. So here's the thing. We don't handle that here. You need to go to Riverside. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, okay, so me and my mom will have to drive up to Riverside. This is going to suck. But and they're like, no, you don't understand. We have an ambulance. You're going to Riverside right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. And that's when it sunk in that this was worse than I thought it was. So
I'm surprised that the urgent care, even though they hadn't like seen you yet, allowed you to drive across the, across town. I went into urgent care for a similar thing. I was vomiting blood. Mine was not made it to my stomach yet, though, and had not started to oxidize to turn the black. I'm pretty sure somebody gave me a ground up glass that caused that. They rushed me by ambulance across the street from one urgent care to the emergency room.
Yeah, well. Mine was further away. They were probably like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Between here and there, if he dies, it's nobody's problem.
Yeah.
But, so then they put me in this ambulance, and it's like about 45 minutes. Motherfuckers didn't even turn the sirens on. Now, I know what's waiting on me because they've already told me I'm going to have an endoscope when I get there.
Right.
Which means they're going to. Basically, I'm looking forward to a hyper-aggressive deep-throating. And I'm not the one being deep-throated. I'm being deep-throated upon.
You're the deep-throatee?
Deep-throatee.
Yes.
No, deep-throater. I'm the one that's whose throat it's going in. Wasn't super stoked about that, but I understood the necessity. But I just felt like, you're going to do this. You might as well let me at least get the sirens. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, can you even call it an ambulance ride? I mean, if you get a bill for that, I'll be pissed. I would fight it because, but they didn't turn on the sirens. They didn't break the speed limit. It wasn't a true ambulance ride. It was just a cab ride at that point.
Yeah, and I don't know if they charge by the mile or what. I hope they don't because that's going to suck.
Could have took an Uber. It would have been cheaper.
Right. But I get up there. Thankfully, they did knock me out for it. Yeah. Although that does mean I have no idea if it was a mechanical endoscope or if it was some other form of, old-timey doctor checking. Really hoping it wasn't, but I have no proof one way or the other.
Yeah.
They admitted me. I was in the hospital until Monday.
Yeah, when you first told me about it and that you were projectile vomiting the black or really dark, all I could think of was the one movie, was it 28 Days Later?
Uh-huh.
Where the zombies would do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I could think of. And, I end up getting a J&J logo tattoo and putting up some videos and wishing Jim well and while getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
And I was sober, which was bizarre.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you if I get cranky or call you anything mean during this podcast or during our other podcast later today.
Yeah.
Because I've given up smoking as a result of this. Smoking had nothing to do with what was happening, but the ridiculous amount of caffeine I was taking in probably did. And I figured if I got a quick caffeine, I might as well only be miserable once.
Well, and the fact that you were in the hospital that many days with no nicotine,
it's a good jumping off point.
Yeah, good jumping off point. I did the same thing. I'd really debated quitting when I was in with my trach experience because I was in there for 15 days.
Yeah.
And only had a nicotine patch for one of them.
Ooh.
But the whole thing was diabetic related, and weight gain is a negative on diabetes or the Wilford Brimley's, whatever you want to call it. And I know last time I'd quit, I'd gained like 35 pounds.
Yeah. So I mean, we're going to see how this plays out. Yeah. I may, because one of the things everybody asked me is like, how often do you drink? And I'm like, the thing is, I don't drink a lot. We talk about drinking on the show, but if I'll go to like a party and I'll take like a 12 pack of beer. And then when I show up, there's communal beer.
Right.
And we might get to two or three of mine and I've got to take the rest of it home. It will sit in my fridge until I get tired of looking at it and throw it out because I just don't drink at home.
Yeah. And see, I drink more than you do. I think I drink at least usually once a week.
Yeah. A lot of people drink more than I do. I mean, it's not uncommon for me if I'm not visiting with anybody. Mm-hmm. And, if we're, especially during the winter, I'll go months at a time without drinking just because there's no reason to.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not having a party. I'm not visiting. I'm not, I just won't.
Yeah.
On that note,
I'm glad you're back and you're doing better. I don't have to find another Jay now.
Right.
Which,
I was going to say.
Which Jonna actually was suggested as the other Jay.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can tell Tim, because I know whose idea it was. You can tell Tim. Now, matter of fact, I tell Tim right now, because he listens. Tim, stop trying to kill me. Stop trying to kill me off.
Yeah. There was a few other things I wanted to bring up. I wanted to apologize to you, because this past Thursday, we went and did our roundtable and watched our movie that we're going to be doing the review on for Filmed in ADHD. We got there, and the intrusive thoughts almost won.
Yeah.
So we're standing out front of Skylar's house, and I'm smoking a cigarette, and this big Dodge truck comes flying down the road, and I'm standing next to the road, and all I could think about was, huh, I should jump in front of it. For a brief moment, it almost happened. I want to apologize for that, Jim, because,
You'd have owed me a serious apology if you'd have been holding some of the equipment.
I would have, yes, would have owed you a serious apology for that, but I wanted to apologize for that there. But yeah, I mean, there are some big changes in both our lives. You're quitting smoking and you're no longer going to drink, and my shift will be changing soon. I'll be one of them fucking day walkers.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So anyway, let's tirade about some shit.
Hell yeah. So first thing I want to do is I'm calling, and this will be the only time we do it unless because I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I did decide to give it a name, and it is the Hoo-wee Hoop-de-Doo Mountain Dew Alcoholic Review, boys and girls.
Thank you, Matt. Yes. Not Hamburger Matt.
We thank him for nothing.
Fuck that guy.
No. We're trying to actually, he and I are actually thinking about starting a Fat Guys podcast.
Fat Guys
podcast.
Where we talk about food. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But he's dead wrong about the hamburger thing.
Yeah, well, it's weird, but he's my friend, so I'm going to ask you to leave him be. You already get Fuck You Bill every episode.
Well, that's fine. Yes. Oh, yeah, Fuck You Bill.
I'm going to go ahead and defend Matt and his right to his wrong opinion.
As long as you admit that it's a wrong opinion, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into Matt's wrong opinions on something else here in a bit, too.
Good God.
But for now, we're doing the Hoop-de-Doo Mountain Dew Alcoholic Review. Mountain Dew has released, I think it's three new flavors for their alcoholic line for the summer. They're all technically Baja Blast. One's pineapple, one's mango, and one's a fruit punch. They've got the standard Mountain Dew. They've got Baja Blast. They have watermelon, and they have black cherry. I'm going to discuss all of the flavors as I have tried all of the flavors. First and foremost, the watermelon is meh. Yeah.
Okay.
The regular Mountain Dew is also, why would I do this? I could have just poured vodka into Mountain Dew.
I've done that.
The other thing that's fun, and I want to point out to everybody out there, these are sugar-free all around because I'm pretty sure if they put yeast or sugar and alcohol in the same can, it would probably ferment further and explode. And while that would be hilarious to be walking down, well, actually probably combat crawling down the beer aisle at that point.
Yep, through the supermarket, combat crawling.
Just not that safe. So
at least they're not in glass bottles because that could have been way worse.
But yeah, the regular, it's not that good. The watermelon is my second least favorite. But from here, we actually start getting into some decent flavors. The black cherry was pretty good. Baja Blast, if you like Baja Blast.
Which black cherry would probably be the only one I would like, is because I do like anything black cherry flavored.
The black cherry one of the original four is the best.
Okay.
Straight up. The regular Baja Blast is good. It's not as good as the black cherry, but the three new Baja Blasts, the pineapple, the mango, and the fruit punch, those are all top tier.
Really?
Excellent. They're going to be one of the few things that, due to the possibility that my liver is non-recoverable and has to be replaced, we don't know yet. I've got to schedule something with a doctor, specifically a liver specialist, because I don't think an ear, throat, and nose guy is going to be able to tell me shit, but yeah, I've got to find out if they're going to have to look into replacing my liver.
Yeah. If you need a part.
Yeah, well, they won't do it if you're drinking, so I've got to stop drinking.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, if you need a part of a liver, in mine old match up, I'll give you part of my liver.
Several people have offered, which is very nice, but
I mean, they do grow back.
They do. I'll be honest, I'm hoping that with my extreme reduction in caffeine.
Yeah.
That by the time, because it's supposed there, I'm supposed to wait 4 weeks from my discharge to actually talk to a liver guy.
Yeah.
They want me to do it around the same time as they're planning on banding some more in my esophagus. So I got another aggressive deep throating to look forward to.
Nice.
Hopefully, you know, the liver guy, I don't know, might have to do a biopsy or something, but hopefully they'll pull that and be like, oh, yeah, this thing looks great. I don't know what you've done, but your recovery is awesome. And
well,
I'll be
like, I know that there's some blood tests they can do for like liver enzymes.
Uh-huh.
I just had part of my testing done recently,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the tests they did. So they might be able to tell, you know, based on the numbers, if they've changed from then, you know, from the time you're in the hospital till the time you go see them.
I'm hoping, because for one thing, they didn't have to cut out a chunk of it to tell me it was cirrhotic to begin with. So I'm hoping that they won't have to, but if they have to, they have to. I'm not going to be like, no, I'll just wait and be surprised in six months when I die.
The biopsy, they usually just jab a needle in and with these little prongs on it that take a piece of it off.
Yeah, but it's my dad had to have one, and when he had to have his, it's unpleasant.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you know, they'll numb you up as best they can, but the other thing is you have to be very mindful of it not like causing a lot of internal bleeding.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean there are worries.
I prefer not to have it done, but I'll do it if I have to. But yeah, as far as the Mountain Dew alcohol flavors, if you want to, I mean, seltzers basically made itself a staple of the industry at this point, I think.
Yeah.
If you're drinking White Claw, you can drink on a goddamn alcoholic Mountain Dew. It's not any less manly or whatever.
Yeah. You know,
I don't typically drink that stuff anyway, but because of my whole Mountain Dew, for lack of a better term, fetish, my friends will every goddamn time, they like to bring up this whole alcoholic Mountain Dew. I've never bought it for myself.
Wasn't it the board game episode?
Yeah, when
Eric brought you some, yeah.
Eric brought me some that time.
For your birthday, wasn't it?
For your fuck you is what it was for, Jay.
I deserved that.
Yeah, you did. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
God, I'm not going to deny it. It's not the worst thing I've been called today.
I don't remember who bought me the other 12-pack, but yeah, that's just what happened was I've never bought it myself. Somebody just always gets it for me. But yeah, that's your Mountain Dew review. I wanted to broaden my horizons with weird animal facts that aren't duck dick related, but I haven't Googled anything, so we may just not do that.
You know, I was thinking the same thing the other day because you had brought that up, and I can't decide what animal I would like to learn more about.
Generally speaking, I enjoy watching Z Frank videos to learn shit I didn't know about animals.
Yeah, I watched the one the other day you told me about, the mantis shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that a couple times. Not going to lie.
Yeah, they're fucking hilarious.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take a second to plug it again. Guys, check out True Animal Facts on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely
you will not be disappointed.
Definitely worth it.
Man, it deserves every view I can push his way. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about.
It'd be nice if he did the same for us, though.
Well, he doesn't know us.
I know.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, though, is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, the Frankfurter fascists.
Yeah.
Who, this is where we get into the wrong opinions again.
Yep.
So the Frankfurter fascists, a few years ago, released a thing about how anybody over the age of 18 shouldn't be putting ketchup on their hot dogs. Now, first off, I don't know where you get off telling me what I can put on my hot dog.
Yeah.
But either way, I don't put ketchup on my hot dog. I don't like ketchup. I don't put it on anything. Like, there's 2 to 3 things I will allow ketchup on. A burger, provided ketchup is not the only condiment.
Yes.
And I'm going to need some mustard on there as well.
Yeah. I think it's the only time I use ketchup on my hot dogs, and I don't do it all the time, but as if there is mustard on it or something else, I will use a little bit of ketchup, not a lot.
Yeah, but the point is, that's my God-given right.
Yeah, how dare they?
Yeah, and Matt is all on board because he doesn't like ketchup, and I'm like, Matt.
You can be on board with not putting ketchup on your hot dog, but do not try to force your beliefs on other people.
No, that's what I'm saying is Matt's like, yeah, take the ketchup away, and I'm like, no. I'm not going to put it on mine. You're not going to put it on yours. Other people should have the option. These guys are out here telling us none of us should be doing it if we're older than 18. And I ask you this, Jay. In the land of the free and the brave, is that not disconcerting to know that there's totalitarianism on the hot dog field?
It's very concerning.
If we, as a group, don't protect the rights of the ketchup eaters, who will be there
so,
when they come after your condiment of choice, Jay?
Okay, I'm all for your right to choose ketchup as a condiment, except for in one instance. It's when you try and put it on a steak.
We're not talking about steaks.
Oh, I know, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm not pro ketchup on everything, but I am pro your choice to choose ketchup, except for steak.
So you've painted me into a corner here because I really do hate the idea of ketchup on a steak, but I'm also highly against A1 steak sauce on a steak.
So am I.
These are items that I think should be on the table for one simple reason. Depending on your taste, whether it be A1 or ketchup, if you have been brought a steak that is a little bit overdone, I'm not talking burnt shoe leather. I'm talking, you know, slightly north of medium, and you're getting into that mid-well range.
Okay.
A1, or if you prefer ketchup, can save, well, not save, but make it an inedible steak edible.
True.
Now, frankly, this is only acceptable, in my opinion, when you don't have more steaks available. Like, if you're not at a restaurant where you can send it back and demand the proper steak.
Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. And, you know, yeah, I said, yes, you can't put ketchup on a steak. You know what? Do you. I'm not going to infringe on it. But I am going to, you know, once we become president, we are shutting down the Frankfurter Council.
Yeah, no, they're gone. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get a protest together because they have an office in Washington, D.C., mostly because I just want to have signs that have a little hot dog dressed up like Hitler with like the big red no sign through it that we can just parade around outside in front of their offices until somebody comes out and like, what the fuck is this?
Can we get like ketchup packets to throw at them?
I don't see why we wouldn't.
Fuck yeah.
Actually, I do see why we wouldn't, because we should be buying glass bottles of ketchup to throw at them.
Well, that...
Night of Broken Glass Day!
That becomes a legal issues and possibly a hate crime. Ketchup packets, though, you know, the most we could get charged with is littering.
Yeah, that's fair.
Throwing a ketchup packet at somebody's not going to hurt them. I chuck a glass bottle at somebody... Chances are I'm going to jail for manslaughter.
It is possible. I'm not going to sit here and say that that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I mean, 3 square meals a day sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
But not how I want to go.
Not knowing that the reason they put you in jail was for your completely justified murder of a Frankfurter fascist. I don't want to go to jail for the wrong reason.
I want to know. I wonder what the street cred level in jail would be for that.
Probably not super high. We're being realistic, probably not super high.
I don't know, because everybody might look at you like, man, that's one crazy son of a bitch.
I mean, yeah, they're gonna say that.
This motherfucker killed a guy because he said he couldn't use ketchup on his hot dog. Yeah.
That's a rebel, man. He does what he wants, lives on his own terms. And he said he didn't even like ketchup on his hot dog. It's just because he told him no.
Yep. I wonder how many people we could get to show up at the protest.
I'll be honest. It depends on how many people we can get like a legal free from work, like get out of work free card for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna have to pitch this as sort of a company wide. Like,
I'm thinking we ought to just pitch it to one of the ketchup manufacturers. Oh,
yeah, like Heinz or
that's the only one I know.
Heinz or other Heinz, I guess. Shit, red gold? Yeah, they make tomato sauce.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody.
There's two big ones. What's the other one? Fuck. It's going to drive me insane. Like, we're going to continue
there's
the episode.
Heinz, and there's... Then you guys are off-brand ones, of course.
The other one...
I don't know. Let me go check my fridge real quick. I think I have some.
Okay. So while Jay is doing that, I'm going to extol the virtues to... off-brand shit. Well, never mind. He's got off-brand. Doesn't matter, I guess. At some point later in the episode, I'll probably think of it and I'll just yell it, like, and it'll come across as very weird.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, so that's most of what I wanted to talk about today. Did you have anything you wanted to get off your chest?
Not really, no. Not that I could think of.
Yeah, that's fair. In that case, I will now discuss butthole bars.
About time.
All right. So most people are familiar with the butthole bar. It's, you know, it's pretty fairly ubiquitous.
Yes.
I mean, I really don't need to go into the details of what a butthole bar is, but just in case, I'm going to go ahead.
Right.
For, you know, the one or two freaks out there that haven't been using a butthole bar.
Yep.
And have been too afraid to ask. The butthole bar is a separate bar of soap that you keep in the shower that is used only for the deep clean. The, you know, getting in the crack, making sure you're not dingleberrying.
Yes.
You've got your separate regular body bar / facial soap. You know, you wash the downstairs. You got, if you're old Greg, the downstairs mix up. The butt, that all is the butthole bar. Everything else, face, arms, legs, that stuff, that's just the body bar. My brother is of the opinion that you don't need a butthole bar. His argument being that what you do is you take the washcloth, you start with your face, you put the soap on the washcloth, wash your face, wash your body. The last thing you do is, you know, the downstairs, which is technically okay. But here's the thing. What I typically do, and maybe this makes me a weirdo, but when I the only thing I use the washcloth for personally is my face, because I've taken to buying bars of soap that have like pumice or something in them that
nice, you know, exfoliating. It's good for
scrubbing, yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, washcloth is good for that. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what's better for it? The bar of soap I have that has actual oats in it, that you can feel it scraping off layers of dead skin.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
But that ain't getting anywhere near my butthole.
I mean, the only way I don't even know if a washcloth would work. You need something bigger. I see flossing with that motherfucker if you're using just one.
Yeah.
You know, and not have a separate bar.
Plus, because I only use it for my face, what I typically do is I wash my face, and then I, you know, you've got your, not towel rack, but like there's a little rack in your shower itself, yeah. And I just throw my washcloth over that to dry so that I don't have to wash 800 washcloths, because I don't do the laundry but once a week.
Yeah.
And if every time I, because the other option is, oh, I wash my butt crack with it, kind of rinse it out so it's clean, and then put it on the rack. Well, the next time I apply soap to it, that's just become a butthole bar.
Yes, it has.
That's a risky run that I'm not willing to take, man. You know, you step into the shower, you forget one time, and you step out of the shower with pink eye.
Yep.
Pass.
Hard pass.
So give me that butthole bar. Now, for those of you that use body soap, you know, like body wash, here's my recommendation. Go ahead, keep using that body wash. But unless you're going to put a little bit into your hand and get in there,
yeah,
get yourself a cheap bar of soap. You know, you can buy 20 Irish Springs for $5.
Or a second loofah.
Yeah, Bill said second loofah. How does that make you feel? Bill said the same thing. Get a second loofah. Yeah. Doesn't feel good, does it?
I wish I would have jumped in front of that truck.
I'll bet. But yeah, no, just like buy some Irish Spring. Keep it in there. Everybody's going to see the green bar and be like, that's the butthole bar. I don't want to touch that. Yeah. You got multiple people in the house. Everybody can have their own butthole bar. You just carve names into them.
Yeah, I agree.
It's simple stuff.
My only thing with the butthole bar is just got to be careful. Once it starts getting too small, just throw it away. Don't try and use the whole thing.
No.
Throw it away. This way you don't wind up with an accident and they call you Bubbles.
Yeah. And I'm going to say the other thing, because I see people do this where the bar soap will get really small. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll get the new bar out. They'll get it wet and then they'll like stick them together. Don't do that with a butthole bar. Because the first time you go in on a scrub and you didn't get that grip right,
yep,
you're Bubbles.
Yeah. I mean, do you really want to go to the hospital because you got a part of a bar of soap stuck in your ass?
Yeah. If you do, tell them it was a butthole bar accident for sure.
Yes.
Because otherwise they're going to think you did it on purpose.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they're still going to think, still you, did think purpose, you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's all you can do, really. So let's see here. I've discussed my Frankfurter fascist, my butthole bar, my Mountain Dew review. This might be a short episode today, Jay.
So, you know, we've been approached to be in a movie.
That's true.
And I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We need to get together with the writer of it here to sit down and go over the table read. He wants our input for the script.
Has he sent us the
Not yet. He's still working on some stuff.
I thought he was still working.
But he will get to it. He's got a bunch of other stuff going on right now, too. But that is coming, and I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
It could, you know, turn into spinoffs for us. And he came up with my alter ego rap name the other night.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What was it? How this conversation came up at work, I do not know. But it was said, and he's like, oh, that'd be a great white rapper name. It was Chunky Mayo.
And what did you tell me? What did you say to me?
He drives the Miracle Whips, and he's got the smoothest something. I don't remember now.
I just remember being incredibly angry at you with the Miracle Whips. Because for one thing, that's what the Pope drives.
Pope got so does Chunky Mayo, a.k.a. Warm Milk.
Because you drink that cream and he puts you drink his cream and it puts you to sleep.
That's right. I had a whole list of these AKAs the other night going. Yeah, it was Warm Milk, a.k.a.
Tartar Sauce, because when you stick a pickle up in him, he get a little spicy.
Yeah, that one works. What was the other one? A.k.a. Baking Soda, a.k.a. White Rice on a Paper Plate. Just all these white things I could come up with.
Perfect. Your credit to rap.
It was just like going to be the most outlandish alter ego to me. I mean, they would just go on these just stupid rants about stupid shit, which I do anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm waiting to hear how he's different from just regular Jay.
Yeah, I don't know. But we had a big meeting at work the other night, and he's like, now don't let Chunky Mayo come out during this meeting. We know he speaks his mind. And it took everything I had during the meeting not to bust out Chunky Mayo just for the laughs it would have got, because it would have been fucking hysterical. I may have gotten fired for it, but it would have been hysterical. Because, you know, Chunky Mayo ain't on the payroll.
That's right. Chunky Mayo ain't even allowed in the building.
But he here. Chunky Mayo got some shit to say. Hunts.
Yes. Thank you. I knew one of us would think of it eventually.
God damn it. So, yeah, we'll form the ketchup coalition.
Can Kraft Ketchup Coalition?
No.
Why shouldn't we take it back, Jay?
No. Chunky Mayo, don't play that.
The racist assholes have had it for too long.
True.
I don't think they should get anything, even letters.
This is true. I agree. But, I mean, that would take some convincing.
Well, yeah.
That would take a lot of convincing.
The first...
I wonder if the street gang, the Bloods, would get involved with us.
They might.
I mean, it is all red. Some more support for the Ketchup Coalition.
The Kraft Ketchup Coalition.
No, that specifies it to one brand, though.
And I don't know if Kraft makes ketchup, though.
They more likely do.
You know what? I'm going to look it up, Jay. I am looking it up right now. I'm in the Googs. And let's see here. Kraft.
Pretty sure they have a mayo chip. It's mayo and ketchup mixed in a bottle.
They better not.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No, that can't be possible.
Pretty sure.
Oh, well, Kraft owns Heinz, so they do, in fact, make ketchup.
But we'd be excluding the others if we went with the Kraft Ketchup Coalition. We'd exclude Hunt's and Red Gold and Del Monte.
Not only if we don't say that we approach Kraft first to found the coalition and get everybody involved. But I'm not sure it's worth the joke and the amount of time it would take just to suborn the letters back.
Yeah. Get the tomato farmers on our side.
Part of me feels like it would be worth it, but it might. I have to write some protest songs.
We get Ted to play them for us on his guitar.
I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we need to see about getting the theme song for the other podcast recorded at some point.
Yeah.
Hopefully within the next little bit, we'll actually have lyrics for this podcast.
Yes. I've got to make a few phone calls on that to see how they're coming with it.
Yeah.
Jonna was actually supposed to call me yesterday about some other stuff pertaining to the soon-to-come business.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
to help me walk through getting all that set up because she did for theirs. So
okay, cool. Yeah, we'll need some copyrights for Mafia Babies and yep. Carney U.
Yeah.
Need to make sure that nobody can take those from us.
Which I'm probably going to work on getting a actual website mm-hmm. set up for us.
Oh.
As well.
Well, hear that, folks? That's an announcement I wasn't expecting on this podcast.
Yeah, no. We hadn't discussed it, but it has been in my mind to get that done. I've been working with getting some of the stuff, copyrights done mm-hmm. and all that as well. I've been busy behind the scenes here.
I gotcha. How much do we know about web? You know what? I will discuss it later.
We've got there's a gentleman at work who designs websites.
Okay.
That we both know. I can't remember his name at the moment, though.
That's okay. Well, we can discuss that stuff later when we're in transit between the
which the I wish episodes. To. God, I wonder if he listens to us.
I couldn't tell you because I don't actually know who you're talking about unless you say.
Yeah, he was one of my mentors when I got into training, and I don't remember. I can't. I'm just drawing a blank at the moment.
Well, that makes this great podcast material.
Yeah, I think it began with a C.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. If you're thinking of Connor, he doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. I do want to. That's actually who I was thinking
of. Yeah, actually. You know what? Yeah, it might have been. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So let me just look up some fun animal facts because we got a few minutes left.
Yeah. And you know, everybody who listens to this, yeah, start checking out our Filmed in ADHD, the other podcast. That we're doing right now. There may be more coming in the future, different podcasts, different topics, different hosts. We have no clue. Everything is kind of still growing with us, and we're trying to expand our brand. That's what I'm looking for.
I really just want some extra chicken on the table at night. But if that means growing the brand, then we chicken. Grow the brand. All right, let's see here. Well, these aren't weird. These are just regular animal facts.
Yeah,
you lied to me, website.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day, and I was having that issue, too, of trying to find things of weird animal facts. I mean, there's some that I know, you know, off the top of my head. Like, what is it? Wombats pooping cubes?
Yeah, but
everybody knows that.
I'm pretty sure. Do you know that because I've been talking about it recently? Because I have been.
No, actually, I've known that for a long time. Hippos use their tail to
helicopter their shit away.
Yes, yeah, helicopter their shit away.
But no, I thought maybe you had been part of that conversation. I just forgot. The other day we were out in the smoking area at work, and Matt asked, you know, if you're going to be reincarnated as an animal, what's it going to be? And one of our friends, Jason, was immediately like, eagle, don't even have to think about it. Somebody else said like earthworm. Matt's like, I want to be a bear. I'm like, I want to be a wombat. And they're like, what? And I'm like, well, wombats do not give a shit. Like, there's pictures of them, like, just chilling near alligators and shit. Yeah. It's like, fuck it. They don't care. Like, every other animal is like, hey, that's a wombat. He's all right.
Yeah.
When Australia has fires, they will herd other animals into their burrows.
Yeah.
To help save animal lives, essentially. And, like you said, they poop in cubes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's, like, trying to disagree with my opinion. I'm like, maybe you didn't hear, and I don't know how hard I can stress this. They poop in cubes.
Yeah. I think there's one of two animals that I would come back as because of my size. It would either be a hippo or a rhino. You know.
You want to be a Republican in name only?
Yeah.
Now, we're not getting political. That's just a joke, guys.
Yeah. But more than likely, I would come back as something, you know, vicious. Honey badger. Something else that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I want to be non-fucks-giving, for sure. But I also want to just be chill. So I'm thinking, if I can't be a wombat, I'm going to be a panda.
Yeah.
The little assholes roll everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed this, but there is not a picture on the website involving pandas that is not just utter chaos. Pandas may be my actual spirit animal. And I hope to God Kim and News do not listen to this episode. Because Kim used to refer to me as a panda all the time in high school. And I've never had any good reason as to why she did it.
You might want to do something about the beard then.
Yeah, well, the beard didn't exist in high school, so it does wasn't now, a part of it.
And that would even reaffirm her calling you panda all the time.
Now, this looks like
especially on your birthday.
No, I've eaten a skunk head first, and I'm slowly digesting him.
You unhinged your jaw like a snake.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
But yeah, if I can't be a wombat, which is choice number one, like I said, probably go panda. Just because they're chaos incarnate, they roll everywhere, they give no fucks. Like, oh, you've gotten me some bamboo. I guess I'm laying here all day. Yeah. A lot of times they're just like, I don't even give a shit about sex. I've got the bamboo. I've got the hill to roll down if I need to escape. She's up the hill a little too far for me to wander up there, so sex is off the table today.
Oh, man. Maybe I don't want to be a three-toed sloth.
I think somebody said sloth
just to be lazy and sleep all fucking day.
Dude, I could rock being a sloth for sure. That's another animal that just like fucking chills.
But yeah, I picture I would come back either as a hippo or rhino because they are both kind of murderous.
They are.
And I am kind of evil. That or, like I said, it would have to be some type of wolverine or honey badger or something along those lines that just doesn't give a fuck just because of some of the shit that I've done. You know, they're like, yeah. Can't give him any good qualities.
Well, I'm not really interested in good qualities. Like, I just don't want aggression to be like my basic, like, you know, standard operating method.
And I don't want to come back as any of the animals that choose, how should I say, necrophilia or rape. No,
yeah, you don't want to be a duck. You don't want to be a sea otter.
Don't want to be one of those at all. Definitely don't want to be a duck.
No, because... Fun fact about ducks, people. Male ducks will rape other male ducks.
Yep.
They don't care.
And their penises fall off, as we found out.
Yes. I mean, I'll throw you out a new duck fact every time I get one, or anytime we bring them up, I'll repeat one at least. Because you know I'm going to talk about them dongs, them duck dongs, from whichever John Hughes movie it was that he was in, that long duck dong. There's a character in one of them. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, I don't remember which one either.
See, the thing is, I don't like John Hughes movies. I don't like any of them. I don't like Pretty in Pink. I don't like 16 Candles. I don't like Breakfast Club. All those movies suck to me.
Okay, fair enough.
That being said, St. Elmo's Fire has a bumping fucking song. I'm not even sure that one's a John Hughes movie, but it doesn't really matter. I'm just saying, I don't like them. Where was I going with all of this? I mean, probably nowhere, because that's generally where I'm going.
Yeah, we really got nothing most of the time.
Yeah. We're coming up on about an hour here. It'd be a little bit short, but...
Yeah, it's good enough for now.
Yeah. For all we know, we may have to do this whole thing all over again, because one thing we didn't mention, guys, we fucked up and left the mic cords at a different location, and we're attempting this recording in a very different fashion.
Yeah.
Because we had one mic cord... And a bunch of USB cords that we'll plug into the back of our microphones. So we're using two different devices, and we're going to try to stitch these together.
Yeah. Which,
if Jay kills himself and I have to find another Jay, it'll probably be because of this. So hopefully this works out better than I think it will.
Yeah. If I can't figure out how to splice them together, I'm just going to upload them to as two separate podcasts. Really confuse the fuck out of everybody. You need two different devices to listen to it at the same time. You got to hit play at the exact same time on both and hope one doesn't buffer.
Yeah. Here's what you do. You title one of them Jay and the other one and Jay.
That is actually, you know what? That sounds like so much fun.
Could be entertaining. But yeah, do check out Filmed in ADHD. That's where we're going next, is to go record that. And
we'll probably upload that here as well as the Filmed in ADHD as well.
Yeah. Have we got the feed for that set up yet?
No, it's just I got the free one set up for now.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah, let's set up.
We can post it.
Yeah, it's been already posted. The first one's posted on there.
Oh, I listened to it off of our feed. So
it's posted on both.
I have to take a look here because the last time I looked, nothing popped up when I searched it. But anyway, yeah, let's get out of here. All right, Jay, give them the socials.
All right, you can find us. It's Jay and Jay _ Erryday. That's Erryday. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us pretty much anywhere. YouTube. You can also email us. It's jandj.erryday@gmail.com. And we want to thank you all for listening. And until next time.
Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.
All right, Jay, give them the socials.
All right, you can find us. It's Jay and Jay underscore Erryday. That's Erryday. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us pretty much anywhere. YouTube. You can also email us. It's jandj.erryday@gmail.com. And we want to thank you all for listening. And until next time.
Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.